Chapter 28.
1. And it shall be if carefully you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, taking heed to do all his mitzvot which I instruct you this day, Yahweh your Elohim shall give you to be on high above all nations of the earth. 2. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you will listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. 3. You shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. 4. The fruit of your body shall be blessed, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your livestock, the offspring of your oxen, and the young ones of your flock. 5. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be blessed. 6. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. 7. Yahweh shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be stricken before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. 8. Yahweh shall command the blessing on you in your storehouses and all that you set your hand to, and he shall bless you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. 9. Yahweh shall establish you a set-apart people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the mitzvot of Yahweh your Elohim and walk in his ways. 10. And all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. 11. And Yahweh shall prosper you in goods, and in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give it to you. 12. Yahweh shall open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. 13. And Yahweh shall make you the head, and not the tail. And you shall be only above, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the mitzvot of Yahweh your Elohim, which I am instructing you today, to be watchful to do them. 14. And you shall not turn away from all the words which I am instructing you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. 15. And it shall be, if you will not heed the voice of your Elohim, to take heed to do all his mitzvot and his statutes which I am instructing you today, even all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. 16. You shall be cursed in the city, and you shall be cursed in the field. 17. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be cursed. 18. The fruit of your body shall be cursed, and the fruit of your land, the offspring of your oxen, and the young ones of your sheep. 19. You shall be cursed when you come in, and you shall be cursed when you go out. 20. Yahweh shall send cursing on you, trouble and rebuke in all that you set your hand, all which you will do, until you are destroyed, or until you quickly perish, because of the badness of your doings by which you have forsaken me. 21. Yahweh shall make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from off the land where you are going, to possess it. 22. Yahweh shall strike you with lung disease and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting and mildew. And they shall pursue you until you perish. 23. And your heavens over your head shall become bronze, and the earth under you iron. 24. Yahweh shall make the rain of your land be dust and ashes. It shall come down on you from the heavens until you are destroyed. 25. Yahweh shall cause you to be stricken before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, and shall flee seven ways before them, and you shall be a trembling to all the kingdoms of the earth. 26. And your body shall be food to all the birds of the heavens, and to the beasts of the earth, and there shall be none to cause them to tremble. 27. Yahweh shall strike you with the ulcer of Egypt, and with hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with itch, of which you cannot be healed. 28. Yahweh shall strike you with madness, and with blindness, and with astonishment of heart. 29. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind grope in darkness. And you shall not prosper in your ways. And you shall be always oppressed and plundered all the days. And there will be no one to save. 30. You shall betray the wife, and another shall lie with her. You shall build a house, and you shall not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not use its fruit.
31. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be violently taken away from before you, and it will not be given back. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have no deliverer. 32. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail for them all the day. And no power shall be in your hand.
33. The fruit of your ground, and all your labor, shall be eaten up by a nation which you do not know, and you shall always be oppressed and crushed. 34. And you shall be maddened because of that which you shall see with the sight of your eyes. 35. Yahweh shall strike you with an evil boil on the knees, and on the legs, of which you cannot be healed from the sole of your foot even to your crown. 36. Yahweh shall cause you and your king whom you shall raise up over you, to go to a nation which you have not known, you and your fathers, and you shall serve other gods there, wood and stone.
37. And you shall be an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all the peoples where Yahweh shall lead you. 38. You shall carry much seed out to the field, and you shall gather in little, for the locusts will devour it. 39. You shall plant vineyards, and shall labor, and you shall not gather, nor drink wine, for the worm will devour it. 40. You shall have olive trees in all your border, and you shall not anoint with oil, for your olive shall fall off. 41. You shall father sons and daughters, and they shall not be with you, for they shall go into captivity. 42. The locust shall possess all your trees and the fruit of your ground.
43. The alien in your midst shall go above you, higher and higher, and you shall come down, lower and lower. 44. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. 45. And all these curses shall come on you and shall pursue you and overtake you, until you are destroyed. For you did not heed the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his mitzvot and his statutes which he instructed you. 46. And they shall be on you for a sign and for a wonder, and on your seed forever. 47. Because you did not serve Yahweh your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. 48. And you shall serve your enemies whom Yahweh shall send on you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in lack of all things. And he shall put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. 49. Yahweh shall raise a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you will not understand. 50. A nation fierce of face, who will not regard the person of the aged, nor show favor to the young. 51. And he shall eat the fruit of your livestock, and the fruit of your land, until you are destroyed. He shall not leave to you grain, new wine, and oil, offspring of your oxen, or young ones of your flock, until he has destroyed you. 52. And he shall lay siege to you in all your gates, until your high and fortified walls in which you are trusting come down, in all your land. Yea, he shall distress you in all your gates, in all your land which Yahweh your Elohim has given to you. 53. And you shall eat the fruit of your body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters whom Yahweh your Elohim has given to you, in the siege, and in the anguish with which your enemies shall distress you. 54. The man who is tender and very delicate among you, his eye shall be evil against his brother, and against the wife of his bosom, and against the remnant of his sons which he leaves. 55. So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his sons that he shall eat, because he has nothing left to him in the siege, and in the anguish with which your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. 56. The soft and delicate woman among you, who would not have ventured to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil against the husband of her bosom, and against her son, and against her daughter. 57. And against her fetus which comes out from between her feet, even against her sons whom she shall bear, for she shall eat them in secret, for the lack of everything in the siege and in the anguish with which the enemy shall distress you within your gates.
58. If you will not take heed to do all the words of this Torah, written in this book, to rever this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh your Elohim, 59, then Yahweh will make your plagues remarkable, and the plagues of your children shall be great and persistent plagues with evil and long-lasting sicknesses. 60. He shall also bring on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. 61. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, Yahweh shall cause them to come on you until you are destroyed. 62. And you shall be left with few adult men, whereas you were as the stars of the heavens for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. 63. And it shall be, as Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good, and to multiply you, so Yahweh shall rejoice over you to destroy you, and to lay you waste. And you shall be plucked from the land you are going to possess. 64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people, from one end of the earth even to the other, and you shall serve other gods there, wood and stone, which you have not known, nor your fathers. 65. And among these nations you shall find no ease, nor shall the sole of your foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give you there a trembling heart and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. 66. And your life shall be in doubt before you, and you shall rever day and night, and shall have no assurance of your life.
67. In the morning you shall say, Oh that it were evening, and in the evening you shall say, Oh that it were morning, for the river of your heart with which you river, and for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. 68. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way of which I said to you, you shall never see it again, and you shall be sold to your enemies there, for male slaves and slave girls. And there shall be no buyer.
Chapter 29.
1. These are the words of the covenant which Yahweh instructed Moses to cut with the sons of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. 2. And Moses called to all Israel, and said to them, You have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants, and to all his land. 3. Your eyes have seen the great trials, the signs, and those great miracles. 4. Yet Yahweh has not given to you a heart to know, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, until this day. 5. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your garments have not worn out from off you, and your sandal has not worn away off your foot. 6. You have not eaten bread, and you have not drunk wine or fermented drink, so that you might know that I am Yahweh your Elohim.
7. And you came into this place, and Sihon the king of Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, came out to meet us, to battle. And we struck them, 8, and took their land, and gave it for an inheritance to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and for the half-tribe of Manasseh.
9. Then pay attention to the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may act wisely in all that you do. 10. You are standing today, all of you, before Yahweh your Elohim, your rulers, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, every man of Israel. 11. Your little ones, your wives, and your foreigner who is in the midst of your camps, from the woodchopper to the one drawing your water. 12. So that you should enter into the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, and into his oath, which Yahweh your Elohim is cutting with you today, 13. So that he may establish you today for a people to himself, and he himself be your Elohim, as he has spoken to you, and as he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. 14. And I am not cutting this covenant and this oath with you alone. 15. But with him who stands here with us today before Yahweh your Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us today. 16. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations through which you passed. 17. And you have seen their detestable things, and their idols of wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. 18. That there not be among you man, or woman, or family, or tribe, whose heart turns away today from Yahweh our Elohim, to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you today a root that bears gall and wormwood. 19. And it happens when he hears the words of this curse, that he should bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, even though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, to snatch away the drunken with the thirsty. 20. Yahweh will not be willing to forgive him, for then the anger of Yahweh and his zeal shall smoke, and his zeal shall be against that man, and all the curses written in this book shall lie upon him, and Yahweh shall blot out his name from under the heavens. 21. And Yahweh shall set him apart to evil, out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the Torah. 22. So that the generation to come, your sons who rise after you, and the foreigner who comes in from a distant land, shall say when they see the plagues of that land, and its sicknesses which Yahweh shall send into it. 23. The whole land shall be burned with brimstone and salt, it shall not be sown, nor shall it sprout, nor shall there be any herb in it, it shall be like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admon Zeboim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his fury. 24. And all the nations shall say, Why has Yahweh done this to this land? For what is the heat of this great anger? 25. Then they shall say, Because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. 26. For they went and served other gods, and worshipped them, gods which they did not know, and who had not divided to them any portion. 27. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against this land to bring on it all the curses that are written in this book. 28. And Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger and wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day.
29. The secret things belong to Yahweh our Elohim, and the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah.
Chapter 30.
1. And it shall be when all these things have come on you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim shall banish you, you shall bring these things back to your heart. 2. And shall turn back to Yahweh your Elohim and listen to his voice, according to all that I am instructing you today, you and your sons with all your heart, and with all your soul. 3. Then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity, and he will have pity on you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. 4. If you are cast out to the end of the heavens, Yahweh your Elohim shall gather you from there, and he shall take you from there. 5. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land which your fathers have possessed, and you shall inherit it, and he shall do you good and multiply you above your fathers. 6. And Yahweh your Elohim will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your seed, to love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, that you may live. 7. And Yahweh your Elohim will put all these curses on your enemies, and on those that hate you, who have persecuted you. 8. And you shall return and obey the voice of Yahweh, and do all his mitzvot which I am instructing you today. 9. And Yahweh your Elohim will make you abundant in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers. 10. For you shall listen to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his mitzvot and his statutes which are written in the book of this Torah. For you shall turn back toward Yahweh your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul. 11. For this command which I am instructing you today is not too wonderful for you, nor is it too far off. 12. It is not in the heavens that you should say, who shall go up into the heavens for us, and bring it to us, and cause us to hear it, that we may do it. 13. And it is not beyond the sea that you should say, who shall cross over for us to the region beyond the sea and take it for us, and cause us to hear it, that we may do it. 14. For the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. 15. Behold, I have set before you today life and good and death and evil. 16. In that I am instructing you today to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his mitzvot and his statutes, and his judgments, and you shall live and multiply, and Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land where you are going in, to possess it. 17. But if you turn away your heart, and you do not listen, and are impelled to, even bow down to other gods, and serve them. 18. I have declared to you today that you shall certainly perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land to which you are crossing the Jordan, to go in there to possess it. 19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your seed may live. 20. To love Yahweh your Elohim, to listen to his voice, and to cleave to him, for he is your life, and the length of your days, so that you may live in the land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give it to them.